Right, Andrew, we're going to kick off with you. You're in the firing line, and we have this question for you from Richard. You always get the easy questions on this programme. Richard says, if we had a telescope that was powerful enough to see all of the way back to the Big Bang when the universe started, what direction should we point our telescope in to see it?
Well, the great news is we pretty much do have telescopes that are powerful enough to see, maybe not all the way to the Big Bang, because right after the Big Bang, the universe was sort of opaque. So if you try and go too far back towards the Big Bang, then you can't see any further. But just a few hundred thousand years after the Big Bang, the universe went transparent, and light that was around at that time has remained within the universe, been travelling ever since, remained within the universe, and we can pick it up with telescopes today. So this question of what direction should you point those telescopes in is a very good one. And the answer to the actual question is any direction. Because although you might think of the universe as sort of expanding out in a big bang from a tiny point, actually, as far as we can tell, the entire size of the universe could be infinite. So even if the universe has got an awful lot bigger since those very early days, even in the early days, it was still infinite, because if you make infinite smaller, it's still infinite. So it doesn't really matter what direction you point a telescope in. You are still looking in a direction that was there during the Big Bang.
Can you just elaborate a little bit on what you mentioned at the start when you said the universe was opaque and then it became transparent? What did you mean by that?
Well, if you imagine a very foggy day, you can't see very far. And the physics behind that is that any light that we call light photons comes in little packets of energy called photons. And those individual photons keep bouncing around. They're essentially bouncing off water droplets in the case of a foggy day. And in the early universe, essentially, it was the equivalent of a foggy day, except it wasn't water droplets. It was actually electrons, little particles called electrons, that were making the light all bounce around. So for that reason, you couldn't sort of see any further. There was this fog that you can't see past.
And why did that clear, that fog?
It cleared because the universe, as it expands, cools down. And when the universe gets cold enough, there's not enough energy to keep those electrons flying around, and they actually get dragged into protons and they start forming what we recognize today as atoms. And so the electrons are no longer whizzing around and no longer able to intercept the light.
Thank you, Andrew.